Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. Many would call filmmaking immersive, wouldn't they? The main draw of watching films is really the emotion and experience you have while watching it, and the best films help you immerse yourself in a whole new world. Hey, it's the selling point of the IMAX theater, but I feel the most immersive type of filmmaking is documentary filmmaking. Documentaries, especially the best ones, allow you to not only enter a new world, but learn everything about it. See the real people and all they are fighting for or struggling with in the current world. And there's probably no documentary that does that more than Paris is Burning. Paris is Burning is a documentary filmed over the mid to late 80s, chronicling the African-American, Latino, gay, and transgender communities in New York City and their involvement in ball culture. The film is directed by Jenny Livingston, who at the time was fresh out of college and along with an inner circle of filmmakers, directed the film with as little money as possible, receiving most of it from the National Endowment for the Arts. Upon its release, the film was lauded incredibly for its showcase of the LGBT community amidst all the growing problems they were facing, especially at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic. But what does the movie show? Well, it shows the ball competitions that took place year-round in the New York City area. Contestants of the balls will dress in a specific outfit relating to a certain theme and walk like a model does on a runway, showing off their outfits. These balls allow the people who live in these communities to give them the spotlight they've always wanted but never got. And many of these contestants belong to houses, sort of like their own little families or groups for them to be a part of, which are run by the performers who are seen as the best or the most powerful. They're called the Mothers, and there were 5 prominent houses, each led by Doreen Corey, Angie Extravaganza, Willie Ninja, Pepper LaBeija, and Paris Dupree, whose Paris is Burning ball is what the film's named after. We also see the different ways the balls may go. Contestants are usually asked to dress up in a manner so they pass as the gender they're trying to look like. This includes men dressing up as women, gay men dressing up as manly personas, and even dressing up so they pass as straight in society. The prominent members of the community equate this to the mask everyday people put on when they go out into society. The balls also popularized voguing, a dance style where contestants will pose elaborately as if they were being photographed, a specialty of Willie Ninja in the community. Livingston interviews several subjects in the film who go over what the community is like, as well as the issues they suffer. Some in the community shoplift clothing from stores so they could walk in the ball, while others are practically homeless or living on pennies because their families threw them out. All these people are just barely scraping by and doing all they can just for the fame and satisfaction they get from the balls, and for that, they are true artists. Paris is Burning introduces you to a completely different world, and yeah, almost none of these people were living off the best circumstances, but that doesn't matter to them. They're happy with what they have, and while true artists are almost never understood, they also leave the world too soon. Most of the subjects interviewed in the movie, including the House Mothers, have never reached 60, mostly due to complications they suffered from AIDS. But one that's brought up in the film is that of Venus Extravaganza. She had turned to sex work to make money and ended up killed by a client one night, showing that the abuse from a loved one as another ongoing issue facing the transgender community. The legacy of all of these performers have been immortalized in the documentary, which itself is one to praise. Livingston doesn't really appear in the documentary, which some have used as a way to criticize the film, since most documentaries have someone to lead interviews or events that are going on. But Livingston actually employed an old documentary style called cinema verite, in which it films the events as it goes on without input from the director, sort of more observational than anything else. Paris is Burning, although it came out in the 90s, is still being talked about today. Many have cited the documentary for its exploration of the transgender culture back then and received awards from Sundance, Berlin, and the Toronto Film Festivals, as well as the GLAAD Media Award. Though controversially, was not nominated for an Oscar. The backlash that eventually came from that did result in the Academy changing how documentaries were nominated for the Oscars, though. Still, Paris is Burning is a brilliant immersion into the world of ball culture and a celebration of true artists that's a definite film many need to see. The film is currently streaming on Max. You can find it on Blu-ray or DVD, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.